is Planet Mosh with Lawnmower Death. My last interview, and one of the interviews I have been looking forward to the most.
Last but most important. It's because you're talking to the headliner, isn't it?
Yeah. You are closing everything. Deny. Without you, this could just keep going.
We've been closing venues around this country for years. There's just desolation. Have you been to see Catching Fire yet?
No.
No. Go and see Catching Fire. Two, the end scene is kind of like the end of a Lawnmower Death gig.
Are you just going to be no spoilers here, or you're going to have to give the ending away of a film that you just said go and see?
No, it's the guys.
What a trampoline.
I was going to ask about it. I thought you were on about a band now.
No. I was like a 14-year-old girl last night going to watch this film. It's like teen angst movie. I was there. It was like the best thing ever.
I thought, when's this Catch a Fire
See,
on?
I'm ruining it.
I don't remember them being on, but I have been in here all day.
It's incredible. Yeah, I should go out more often. Sorry.
I have to say, the first time I saw you was actually here at Hammerfest.
Is it really?
Last year.
At the other place.
Well,
I just finished
about a 12-hour day and I came in and everyone got to bed because they were drunk. And I stood watching, I was like, and I'll be honest, I went, what is this shit? I thought you were serious, and after about 20 minutes, they're not serious. Okay, this is good. We like this now, they're not serious. For a second, I just thought, I think they're being very serious about this.
God's truth, man.
Wow. At what point did you think it was serious?
Well, I had interviewed a lot of people who were being serious.
Until you started talking, probably heard the first song, I thought, what's this rubbish? And then you go, blah, blah,
it's
blah, blah.
It's probably that posturing thing and they do, isn't it?
I think it was the short song you went, I was going to play you a little song. Diddle-dum. Well, I can't be serious.
That was probably our best song.
We played about five something songs in the space of almost 4 minutes or something on the stage.
Yeah, that's off the net. Made a career after that. It's amazing, isn't it? You look at something like, I don't know, you take a hallowed, untouchable, 2112, a Stairway, kind of, 20-minute opus type thing.
And condense it.
That's it. It's just abridged. That's all it is. We basically.
That's a big swing indeed.
Somebody asked us, I don't think we ever answered the previous question, but somebody asked us in the previous interview about, describe your music. And I don't think we even answered it. So I'll answer it now. We are actually the originators of abridged metal. That's basically it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, the interview's not really going to get much better after that.
I can do an abridged one and say thanks and just walk out if you want.
I was going to ask him, Who is going to be on? Have you got the trampoline? Because when I was watching you, I honestly thought he was either going to fall off, vomit, or both.
Yeah, well, that was the second. Yeah.
That was it.
He genuinely
pain,
did,
wasn't it? Yeah. He was sick.
He was ill.
He was hilarious.
God bless him. We normally have John Anslip, who was equally legendary. And I think he said he couldn't walk for about 3 weeks afterwards. It screwed him up. So I think tonight might be a virtual trampoline because some bugger left it in his garage like an idiot.
You just need somebody who's feeling a little bouncy to get on stage and keep jumping.
Well, that'll be called the audience.
Yes.
But if you can get any audience.
That's true.
If it's just me there at the front, can I jump?
I do have one idea on that. I think, all it is we started back in, 88-ish, when Chris came up with the idea for the band and stuff like that. And all this is we're now coming into, 2013. We are in 2013, aren't we?
You've realised that now.
I've just worked that out.
He adds extra years to his birthday.
So here we are in 2013. So all we're going to do is go virtual. So virtual trampoline. In fact, we might virtually play tonight. And actually sit and watch Strictly in the caravan. But could happen.
There must be a way to do that with YouTube on the screen.
It's got
to
be there, isn't it? Yeah. Hologram technology, sure.
The download show on it,
Do Hard Rock Hell, we love you. We just couldn't be arsed.
Yeah. Do you know what I keep hoping for?
Celebrity Jungle's on all that,
I look at the greatest of the Emperor's New Clothes, which is, cover bands making a living out of other bands. And why isn't there a Lawnmower Death cover band? Because then we wouldn't have to play at all. Honestly, you could pay them to come and do this.
Do a franchise. Local franchises. Franchises.
These are all good ideas with the Mantyliners.
Well,
the
kids could
do it. If Theo Papalopalopalopalopadis was here tonight,
he would have bought it.
Fortune,
yeah,
mate.
He would have gone straight for it. No problem.
Yeah. I've got to ask, what is a Mantyliner?
Mantyliner. It's a new product that Lawn Mower Death are going to be releasing very soon. You know, as you're getting on a little bit, certain parts of your body don't do what they should do and you start to leak. We actually saw in the service station on the way here, it was quite stunning, really. I mean, it's been a visionary item of clothing that I think we're all going to own.
I've got one, and
we're going to go to the market. They're actually like panty liners for men, which we were quite astounded by, because I never realised you could actually get that sort of thing.
Well, they meant to stop dribble, but yeah. I think they should stop at
both ends. I think they've got use for quite a lot.
I think it's a back-only, front-only combo.
So we're now at an age where we're starting to appreciate that people are thinking about these sort of things.
See, if I quickly add up the collective age of the five of us sat here, we're sitting at somewhere around... about 210 would be my quick bit of mass. Yeah. That, if you look at that in terms of dribble, it's kind of heading onto that epic Bible kind of level of dribble, isn't it?
What, you're talking about the flood here?
Well, yeah. I am literally. Oh, Noah, it would struggle. In fact, we'd have launched Noah, to be perfectly honest, based on current levels of dribble. And Canute trying to stem this one. Not a chance. So there you go. What do you do?
The only thing I'm going to sort of say is that we're not going to go for the same colour that we use because they were white. Yeah. I mean, that's not a marketing good point.
It's not very metal, is it?
No, go for the metal ones. Get black,
I think
your point of going for pelvic floor exercises is actually quite an interesting one, because, you know, I say I've been there. You know, I've not personally had two children, but my wife did on my behalf, and I understand what the pelvic floor exercise, and as Chris will do, is all about. And I've been there, and I've done these pelvic floor, and I can't do them. So that's why.
With a pencil.
Oh, mate, honestly, you're supposed to, like, hover. Yeah. You're actually supposed to levitate yourself, and apparently it stops you from dribbling and tightens you up. But, to be honest, the truth is, actually, as a band, we are inherently lazy. So we'd probably rather just dribble. In which case, $2.99 for a Mantyliner is actually good value.
Why is $2.99?
That's the price that we're putting on it. I think, like...
Yeah. So it's not going to be $2.99 in motorway services, is it?
Well, $12.99 now.
Yeah, there aren't really 99 involved, because they just want pounds. So if you're putting pound coins in a thing,
it's going to be
a 1p change.
Costa put 99p on everything. And then triple it if you put toffee treacle on it.
No, it's just a poster.
And this all comes to the fact why we can't do trampolining as well.
Can you imagine that?
Is that why you've been farming it out to other people?
Well, yeah, exactly. Can you imagine what had happened to the pelvic floors of us five? Honestly, I said the last one would have been like an epic flood. This would just be, honestly, it would have been terrifying. It had been like the closing scenes of 2012 when that tidal wave comes in. You'd be like, shit, Dad, no. And boom, gone.
Yeah.
So what
other kind of merch have you been thinking about? Because this is very practical stuff.
Well, it is. I think it's clothing for the elder metaller myself. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot of them here tonight.
Man bras is sort of something that you've got
to
think about.
Do that. I'm playing badminton on Monday. Take one down.
Yeah. Like with Vaseline already in the cup.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing, because that stops the friction, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think that might be quite a good one. Yeah. Oh, crikey. I mean, nose trimmers as well. You know, we used to go on about, like, hedge trimmers and lawn mowers. No. It's now like nose trimmers and ear hair trim blades and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you can put Qualcast on the side of a nose nibbler.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how long it took me to get out the door this morning. Do you know how difficult it is to look this stupid? I had to shave my face, I had to shave my head, I had to stick nose trimmers up my nose, I had to go do the eye line, you know, the eyebrow one as well, over there.
I kept getting
moisturised, I actually put body butter on my head as well before, and that was just my head.
Body butter.
Body butter.
I keep body
shopping. I've seen that in a film.
This is a side to Mr. Mutilator.
That's like your joke, Paddy.
Hey, look. like I'm fully Metro, mate.
Bum butter.
Bum butter.
Wait, you should be selling them with the pads. It's like, you know, babies get nappy rash. So.
Did you say bum butter? Bum butter to go with the...
See, I think the raw nerve you hit, if you rewind that question all the way through what you said is, what do you think? I think you've probably found out in that last comprehensive answer from the five of us that actually we don't think. And actually, when we do, it tends to be about things like this and not songs.
I think the thing you're really missing is Steve's ball curve. Oh. I don't know how you get round ball curve.
Ball curve, that's one that is... Ball curd. It happens.
Really, really band rehearsal.
Band rehearsal, a bit hot and sweaty ball curd.
That's the name of your new album.
No, but the thing is, Steve takes his trousers down, rubs his nads on the back of his guitar. That's how he generates ball
And it's like, look at that. It's like, that's not normal. There's like stuff in his...
I'm quite tempted to approach Neil Murray tonight and see if he actually do it as a side project with me.
Ball curd.
Ball curd.
Dawn of the Apocalypse. Can you imagine?
You'd be like Nail Bomb. Ball curd.
I'm just a bit older.
We'll
like an old
in.
Nail
we'll
bomb.
Max
in. No, Max had signed up for this, wouldn't he? Yeah, well, can you imagine, Max?
Mickey Harris from Napalm.
He'd be in as well.
Barney.
Barney's back. He's ball curd. I bet his ball curd's out of control.
Have you seen Barney's moves of late?
He'll have frizzy pubes.
Barney is brilliant at the moment. Barney is amazing. I love Barney, but actually sending him to like T-Rex, isn't he? His arms go higher. And now he's like that. Great little T-Rex. It's brilliant.
They were awesome.
Napalm Rolf. But he's like a little T-Rex. Have you not noticed that? When he moves, he does that like his little hardcore move.
That's what he's got. Ball curd.
I reckon Immortal have got massive ball curd.
Oh, they must have. It's not crab walking, it's ball curd.
It'd be like stalactites of ball curd.
They have to do everything in the snow.
Yeah.
The humidity.
That makes sense now, doesn't it?
It does.
That makes sense.
It does.
I'm with you now.
Ball curve.
It's insightful as well.
You learn so much. Yeah. I feel I know so much more about men in
and
general.
Do you know what will happen tonight? They'll put 20 songs on the set list tonight. I don't stand a chance on any of those. But ball curve, no problem.
Cock trumpet.
Cock
trumpet is my favourite at the moment. That is the greatest word that anybody has ever put on my Facebook page.
Cock trumpet.
Cock trumpet. It's the greatest. Is a complete what? And what it was Dr. Mosh, because coming around to the age thing, I had a good old whittle on my Facebook page the other night. I actually quite liked Simon Mayo.
What?
Not that
That's
way.
Quite a really?
Simon Mayo, you know, is a reasonable. I know he's a Spurs fan, but you know, as a radio program, it's quite good. But then they put this twat Dr. Mosh on. Have you heard Dr. Mosh? No,
that's
neither of you did Radio 2.
Radio 2 on a
so
Wednesday,
it's a lie, isn't it? Because he puts on this ridiculous voice, actually, which is supposed to be this heavy metal voice, and then introduces something that you can mosh to, and then we'll play something like, I don't know.
Rainbow.
Well, you know, not even good Rainbow, is it? He's going to go for some of that to bent out of shape or something. But so he plays something really. So it's really, it's like Trade Descriptions Act, isn't it? So I put, you know, quite like Simon Mayo, but, you know, Dr. Mosh, bardy bardy bar, and in it came. What a complete cock trumpet was the first comment. And that's it. I just love that now. It's just brilliant.
So much so you've renamed your child's name to cock trumpet. It's like quite a stank poor kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer ball curd.
Look, we could be like the Von Trapps. We could have 12 of these, can't we? Little singing children with like names like ball curd, cock trumpet. Tons of them, mate.
It can't be worse than a lot of the stuff Hollywood celebrities name their children. But I do have to ask, I wonder how many people know that you're actually TV stars?
Are we talking Boone?
We are talking Boone.
No, I'm so proud of that. I rewatched that again the other day.
And how funny is it?
It's brilliant. You know, I was his local band.
The first time.
You were there, Greg.
But the even first better, time I ever
even
saw
better.
It.
There's only about three of us there. The rest, everybody was on holiday.
You had somebody else stand in, didn't
Andy
you?
Andy Sneap. Andy Sneap was one of them.
Sumo Rabbit is playing bass.
Yes. Oh,
he was in Magaluf, so we put Sumo on bass.
Yeah. And Kevin.
And Kev was away, so Sneepy stood in, didn't he?
And we chucked him out.
But my favourite thing about the whole Boone thing, there's probably two moments that stand out for me. Was one, was could they have possibly made it a cheesier moment in court than the conclusive evidence is swashing a photograph around in the water so that the photograph comes through, and there's me shouting into a mic, and there he was just behind me. You know, there's Neil Morrissey just over my shoulder. It's brilliant. But actually, Steve went up to him.
Yeah, Neil Morrissey. I was just like, it's brilliant. It's Neil Morrissey. You know, we've got to go and talk to him. And I was like, are you into all this sort of stuff then now? Into metal? Because I'm howling mad shit, Ed, I know. I was like, really?
Yeah. That's the best we got out of it.
And then he just turned away and just went. I was like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah. And for that scene, we were there all day, weren't they? They've got catering in and all sorts. And
we had lunch on the same bus. Because you're allowed to go off to like your proper like TV double-decker bus where they're doing all the proper catering and stuff. And we sat there having dinner with Rula Lenska and people like that. Yeah, it was like, how bizarre is that?
For about 10 years.
Yeah. That was the best thing. No. I mean, we got paid. It's on all the time. We got paid sort of like 50 quid for the day. We were thinking,
I didn't get
brilliant,
that.
Absolutely awesome. No. And then this check started coming through the post. Yeah, we started getting all this check. Every time it was played on gold, another check came through the post.
Somewhere in Dubai or something.
We were miming as well because they honestly thought we were going to play. Right, so like when we turned up and said, yeah, set your gear up, lads, do a sound check. We can't. Why not? Half the band's on a beach. So all you can hear is him sort of hitting the drums badly in time. So it's all out of time.
We just gave him a CD. We said, just put the CD on and we'll mime to it.
But you couldn't hear it at all, could you? So I'm bashing away. Completely out of time.
And the best bit is, what's the actors' union? The big one.
Oh, God, yeah. The one where you get the points for it.
Yeah.
Equity.
Equity. Yes. We had to join Equity to do that. How amazing. We are actually members of Equity. Well, we were at the time. We honestly had to join Equity to do that.
How the hell did you get onto Boone in the first place?
How did we get onto Boone? What it was Boone. Boone was made by Central TV, which is based in Nottingham, and they phoned Rock City and to use Rock City as a venue, and they said, "Look, can you get us?" The big local band who can like come down and set up.
And they weren't available.
And we'll get this. So Dawn Trader weren't playing. So they had us. Yeah. So that was it.
They're not doing anything.
Rock City got us to go. That's how it came about. But I think they had no idea. The fact you can hear Sumo Rabbit all over the over the soundtrack is just bizarre.
The thing is, we very, very nearly got on one of the Comic Strip Presents as well, called Les Dogs. Did. I'm gutted by that one.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because Kate Bush was in it. We would have been there with Kate Bush, and I'd have married her, obviously. You know, it would have happened. I'm just consoling myself with that. Yeah, she would have fell in love. And
reception would have been great.
But then they put this bloody glam band on instead. Yeah. I don't know why that didn't happen.
No, because Peter Watts' name.
Glamorous.
No, Peter Watts' name was.
No, we thought so.
We had all sorts like that. It's like when Monsters of Rock was Monsters of Rock, you know, the five in a muddy field. The epitome of, they came to look at us, we scared the shit out of them.
We didn't go back to for about another 25 years.
Yeah. But they did approach us when it was Monsters, and they came to genuinely look at our art. And let's face it, you know, art is in the beholder's eye, isn't it?
It's like our Mike Muir story, isn't it, really?
Oh, the Mike Muir story was just amazing. Have you heard our Mike Muir story? We got roped in. We got roped in to play with Suicidal because they were playing and the tickets weren't doing too well. So it was Coppin phoned us up. You know, Mr. Download, when he was at Rock City, and he said, right, I'm going to stick you on the Suicidal bill, it'll just help push some tickets through. And we were like big Suicidal fans. Brilliant. So we went on, did the art.
Went on as the doors opened.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
We did the whole, you know, sort of, you know, mime routine and everything, but we did our art and we made a bit of a mess on the stage. not because the man, you know, we were younger in those days. There was no dribbling.
He didn't piss over the stage.
There was no dribbling in those days, but there was a lot of shaving foam and grass cuttings.
We had these cannons that just fired grass and confetti out and all sorts of stuff.
But we did have one of those gigs when your night goes right. Yeah. So we came up and we were fucking nailed that one, but you know, and literally Mike Muir turned me round and with a broom and pulled me back on stage.
We had all these people thinking.
And honestly, they were still cheering. They thought we were back on for the encore, still cheering us. And actually we were just sweeping down for the Psycho Mito.
My stage,
yeah, get that shit off my stage.
Proper Paddy, didn't it?
Yeah.
Real
what a lord.
I'm going to ask you, actually, the perfect band. I've got almost 8 other bands to... They're thinking about it. But
we don't
you'd be
think.
Great. I know, but I do, so that's all right. I'm trying to get one of the bands on this festival list to push for next year's Christmas number one, because I can't bear...
Well, there you go, we're it, aren't we? I mean, that's brilliant. We'd be perfect.
Somebody tried a Facebook campaign about 3 years ago to get
us for Eurovision.
Was it Eurovision?
The one to just
say, oh my God, you'd be amazing for Eurovision.
I think we got 4 likes.
what he needs is somebody to... I mean...
it just didn't work.
Look how well Lordy did. A band exactly. that everyone thought was taking the piss. Everyone bloody loved it.
Do you know what,
so
do you know what I
got
like?
The clap me knob fell off.
I'll tell you why it works so well. Is you know, I do actually watch Eurovision. I love it Eurovision. Great. It's fucking genius.
Not the same as Terry.
And you know, let's face it, you don't want Italy who are going to do the operatics. You don't want the French who can't sing anyway. Okay. You don't want the English who are going to be dull every bloody year. And so you're straight out for any of the Balkan states, aren't you? You know, it's always come on Estonia, come on the Romanians and so on, right? If Lawnmower got there, they would probably think we were Finnish, Romanian or Estonian, I think. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Because the English, let's face it, we don't really take it seriously, or we claim not to because we generally throw a lot of shit. But if you went over there and just did a full comedy routine, I reckon people would bloody love it.
Well, I just thought we really ought to recreate the whole Bucks Fizz whipping the skirts off thing. Yeah. Manty liners.
Yeah, but it'd be like,
Paul Kurd the lot. We could just do it.
The best thing is that because we partly pay for it, you're guaranteed to get in the final.
Well, there you go.
You can't lose.
Well, there you go
you've
then.
Got all
so,
wide exposure.
So you've got several bands who are thinking, do they want to be promoted to number one? I'll categorically tell you, make us number one.
With our cover of Rhubarb and Custard.
Awesome.
I also think that if you ever thought about breaking America, you really should do a reality TV show just to get people to follow you around.
Do you not think the Americans would just go, what the fuck, and then string us up?
You see, you only need to look at the conversations you're having around here tonight. I mean, if you look
that's
at
what I'm saying,
you look at these aspiring conversations to commerce that we're having around the table tonight, is that actually, you know, so Gene Simmons had a fairly average show based on that, didn't he? That, you know, it was nothing to do with Kiss and everything that Gene Simmons can sell, like pinball machines and stuff like that. He's nowhere near the marketeer this band is.
He's Manty liner would be amazing.
You see?
Oh no, like the images of things.
Can you imagine that?
Oh no, I really don't.
Yeah, but you can't tell us. You can't tell us.
Really,
Gene doesn't dribble.
Though, when you get to
a man of Gene's age, Gene dribbles.
It's got
to, hasn't it? Well,
no, I think he's gone beyond that stage. He'll be back. He'll have Kiss bags attached.
Well, he could have. To be
Kiss
quite
catheters.
Honest, he could have removed the lot. It could be robotic down there.
I reckon Paul would definitely dribble.
Paul would dribble,
wouldn't he? Yeah. Says Chris, the bass player.
And Ace just dribbles out the sides of his mouth.
Yeah. It's all gone wrong for him, really, hasn't it?